Now, I'd like to welcome to the studio Billy Traylor, who is a fellow who's associated with the, well, he's not associated with it, he created it, the Austin Baroque Orchestra. So welcome, Billy.
Good morning.
And your ensemble has been getting better and better and better. So what you got going on? You got a concert this weekend?
We do. It's our season closer. It's kind of hard to believe we've already had five seasons. And so we're going to go out with a bang and do an all Mozart program with copies of instruments from Mozart's day. So we'll be doing the bassoon concerto. The symphony
which almost is never heard.
Right, it's rarely performed, and it's a shame because it's really a good work. I'm an oboist, and I actually think the bassoon concerto is a better piece of music.
The oboe concerto?
Correct, which is saying something because it was his first wind concerto. He wrote it when he was quite young, and so it's
how
a pretty
old,
early
like
work.
12 or something?
No, not that. I think he was about 18 when he wrote it. It was a commission, we think. Then we'll be doing one of his symphonies that's rarely performed, Symphony Number 33.
One of the numbers you don't hear come up that often.
Right. It's,
36, yeah.
You hear the late ones a lot, but the earlier ones, not. And that one's sort of, I guess, middle, not early, but it's the last three.
No nickname.
It has no nickname.
Yep.
And then the second half of this program will be the Coronation Mass, which
is only one of the most wonderful, wonderful pieces ever that Mozart wrote.
Yeah. It's great. And so it's, as far as I know, the first performance of a Mozart mass setting on period instruments here in town. So
how about that? Now, that's the thing that you need to emphasize about your ensemble. You do period instruments.
Right.
It's not modern violins and things. It's, it's old Baroque instruments.
Yeah.
And not everybody has one of those to play.
No, we have a lot of people that come, a lot of people from here in Austin, but a lot of people from around the state. Have quite a few from Dallas-Fort Worth, a couple from San Antonio, from Houston. And then our bassoon soloist, Elizabeth Hardy, she is a classmate of mine from Indiana, Indiana University, where we both studied early music about 10 years ago. And she lives in Boston and is a freelancer up there in that scene. She plays with us about two or three times a year.
And there's a lot of early music up in Boston.
Yeah, there is a lot. I was just up there a couple of weeks ago and just kind of randomly dropped in on rehearsals, which was something that you don't always get to do here because it sort of happens, once or twice a month up there. It's once, twice, three, four, five times a week.
Right.
So I was just up there randomly and could just step into rehearsals. It was really kind of amazing.
I imagine it was a nightmare finding times and places at which you could gather to rehearse this, since your members are diverse. They're from all over the place.
Right. It means that when we plan things, everything has to be planned out, a year more in advance. We have our season sort of sketched out and I figure out who all can play when. And, it's a little tricky sometimes because of the instruments we use and the fact that we use instruments from as early as the Renaissance and as late as the classical era. And sometimes there's not a lot of overlap, especially the Renaissance instruments. That's a little more specialized. A lot of our people that play Renaissance instruments don't play the Baroque ones.
Right.
Most of the ones that play the Baroque instruments, you also play the classical instruments. So I have.
Do you have any of that bassoon concerto on this CD?
Yeah, that would be track one, I believe.
Let's try it.
You start us off, Frank Morgan.
Nope, he says that's the symphony. Let's try track two. This is all still the introduction. We haven't heard from the bassoon yet, but you will very shortly.
Thank you.
You know, Billy, I have to say, this is quite a stylish performance we're playing here. These people are awfully good. Who are they?
That's bassoonist Marc Vallon, who plays a good bit up north. Plays in plays with Apollo's Fire in Cleveland. And I believe that's the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. It's either them or the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra.
Really good group. Yeah. Just crispy clear. Yeah. And so this concert is going on where and when?
It's this weekend, so Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. And it's both at First Presbyterian up, off of Mesa.
Which is up on Mesa. It's easy to get to. You just go north on I-35 if you're coming from south, or south on, not I-35, MOPAC. Is what I'm going to say. Yeah. And, you know, it's off of Springdale.
Spicewood Springs.
Spicewood Springs. I always get those S name roads mixed up. Springdale's on the east side of town, right, over by airport. Spicewood Springs is over there at the west. And so you can take Spicewood Springs and get over to Mesa, and that's where you'll find the church and the concert. And I think we should hop over to the Mozart and hear a little bit of the Mozart Coronation Mass. And tell us a little bit about the Coronation Mass that we're going to be hearing. You've got
so,
that coming up.
The Coronation Mass, like many works that have nicknames, wasn't called the Coronation Mass in Mozart's day. He didn't really even write it for a coronation. He just called it Missa Brevis in C major. And it's grand. They think it was for some sort of celebration, but it was definitely not for any sort of coronation. It was just that it got picked up and used for coronations in the 19th century, a couple of times in Austria, and so it developed this nickname. It's for a full choir, two oboes, two horns, two trumpets, timpani, strings, organ, and bassoon, and four soloists. We have four soloists, Meredith Radusky singing the soprano solo. Most people that go to early music concerts here in town have heard Meredith sing.
She's wonderful.
She really is. And she's so easy to work with. You know, they have this sort of stereotype of the diva soprano, and she's just not that at all. She's easy to work with. Nicholas Garza, who's from Dallas, he's our countertenor soloist. He sings a lot with us, especially on our Latin American show that we do every year. And Jeffrey Jones Ragona is singing the tenor solo. And Austin Bradley's a recent UT grad, is singing the bass solo.
Good folks all.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. The choir's sounding amazing. It's the best choir we've ever assembled. So.
And so how many are in the choir?
It's a 16-voice choir plus the soloists. Right. And then the orchestra is about 18.
Right.
18 or 19.
And you've got shows coming up on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, is that right?
Correct.
And Sunday afternoon at what time?
At 4.
4? Uh-huh. And Saturday night at 8.
8. Mm-hmm.
Well, Billy Traylor, congratulations on all the wonderful work you do with the Austin Baroque Orchestra.
Thank you.
And for those interested in early music performances of Mozart, go to the concert this weekend, the Austin Baroque Orchestra. You can just go online and find Austin Baroque Orchestra, and you'll find out all the details of what you need to know. Thank you, Billy Traylor.
You.
And I have to say, our conductor is wearing a UT t-shirt with the big long horns, and so he'll be waving those arms on in front of the ensemble.
Yes.
And you may even be playing your bassoon, your oboe too?
Yeah, the first half I'm playing oboe, and then the second half I'm going to conduct because there's a lot going on, so...
Right.
Somebody's got to direct traffic.
Okay, well, I think we should now hear some of that Mozart Coronation Mass, though it's not. I just love this piece. And a bit of the Coronation Mass by Mozart. An incredibly slow tempo, I have to say. I'm used to hearing it. Kyrie eleison is much faster. But anyway, I don't know what tempo that Billy Traylor is going to take, but you get to find out if you go to the concerts. Austin Baroque Orchestra performing on Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church up on Mesa Drive. Austin Baroque Orchestra for more information.